Well, Craig, I was in the theater when I went and bought a ticket to see Stayin' Alive, the sequel to the Saturday Night Fever.
Mm-hmm.
John Travolta, Finola Hughes was there. I watched How Do I Look on Style Channel. It was one of my kind of shows I like to watch, that people changing. But of course, we know Finola Hughes from her days and her current days on General Hospital. She joins us this morning along with Dr. Ellen Ritchie. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So I was watching yesterday. My wife tells me, I told her that Finola Hughes is going to be on the radio. She goes, okay. And then she's watching something and she says, I think this is what they're going to talk about. And I said, what? And I'm looking up there and there's Anna Devane in a hospital bed, given the news that she's got, hold on. I've been practicing all day for this, polycythemia vera.
Well done. Indeed.
A rare blood cancer. How did those storylines work their way into something like General Hospital?
Well, General Hospital is a perfect platform and has always been for raising awareness for certain things that happen in the social world and in your family and in stories that actually do occur day to day with people around America. And so as Rare Disease Day is approaching on February the 28th, this sort of partnering with a rare blood cancer like this was a perfect way to tell this story, and using my character, who's a pretty strong woman who sees herself as a hero a lot of the time, for her to kind of have to learn that she has a diagnosis of a chronic disease called polycythemia vera, or PV as it's known, is part of a group of myeloproliferative neoplasms, or MPNs, which are rare blood cancers that are chronic and progressive, and she is going to have to learn how to weather living with a chronic disease. And I think that this is a kind of a perfect fit for both our show and for my character. It's showing what it is like to have a disease that is very rare and can be quite isolating, and how you do have to reach out to your family members for support and also to your doctors and advocate for a particular protocol that's going to help you be able to live with this.
From the outside looking in, it seems like General Hospital has a real family-type atmosphere. Do you find that to be the case?
Well, yeah, it's because of the characters that and the way that they're developed and the fabric of the show, the sort of canvas that we have. It all takes place in Port Charles, which is a small town, and everybody is interwoven, and a lot of the drama comes right out of General Hospital and then leaks into the town. And, you know, so when you have a kind of a place where everybody goes, for example, a hospital, at one time or another, your stories can be interwoven with that. And then link that to perhaps we also have a whole adventure side, and we also have the mob, which, as you know, our show has become quite dark in the last 15 years. So we have this whole adventure side that perhaps came out of Luke and Laura and the Ice Princess era, which is the very early 80s. And then during the 90s, we went into this whole mob kind of era. So there are dark undertones that continue in Port Charles. However, we also have this very solid stance in the family story and in the medical stories that come out of General Hospital.
Yeah, of course. But any show that has the nurse's ball can't be all that bad, you know, the way things come during that time.
We raise awareness once a year for HIV and AIDS. And yes, that happens with the nurse's ball every year.
Let's talk to Dr. Ellen Ritchie from the Weill Cornell Medical College. Talk about the importance of a program like this focusing on a rare disease.
Well, this is a very rare disease, but certainly afflicts a lot of people, about 200,000 people in the United States every year. And it's very nice to be able to give some recognition to blood cancers in general and to this particular rare one. I think it helps patients who feel relatively isolated with this disease to feel that they're part of a more common community. So I'm very pleased that the show has decided to highlight the myeloproliferative disorders, and more particularly polycythemia vera.
I like the fact that Finola's character, Anna, was asking sort of the basic things of how cancers are solved, and you know, trying to figure, come to grips with it. It was kind of an emotional scene where when someone's told, you know, sometimes when they're told a certain illness, they kind of get an idea. But if they discover it's really rare, they sometimes don't know where to turn. Where do people go when they're getting some sort of rare disease, doctor? What's the best way for them to deal with that?
Certainly you should find a doctor who's familiar with the disease and who treats that disease. And that's the most important thing. You need to partner with someone who is an expert in that particular disease. There are also wonderful resources now available on the Internet. In particular, there is a website called voicesofmpn.com, which is sponsored by Insight. And this is a wonderful resource for patients to learn about their disease and to become part of the larger community of patients who have this disease.
How long does it take from, I would assume a lot of times rare disease get misdiagnosed on the beginning because they're not looked at as the first choice? Does that usually happen?
Well, that's very true. You know, in medicine, we like to look for horses, not zebras. So in general, patients present with relatively nondescript symptoms. I mean, patients may have ongoing fatigue or headaches or weight loss or dizziness, which could be any number of diseases. It really takes a savvy physician to do an initial blood count and realize that it is abnormal enough that it requires the evaluation of a hematologist.
Well, it took a while for your character, Finola, to kind of come to this. So I was tuning in, and every once in a while, there's blurry vision, there's headaches. You're falling down a lot.
Well, I fell down, yes, at one time. It was because my character definitely had dizziness and headaches. She thought it was a migraine, and so she sort of self-diagnosed herself, and that's exactly why it is so important to go and advocate for yourself and find a doctor that really knows what they're doing. And it was, in fact, she got diagnosed with a blood clot, which is why she had fainted and why she was feeling dizzy. And actually how they diagnosed her was with a bone marrow biopsy. And that is oftentimes one of the ways that these rare blood cancers do get diagnosed. So always it is important as a patient to advocate for yourself and perhaps ask that one more question of your doctor. Could I please have another blood test? Is that possible to sort of say that?
Well, you know, in this day and age in medicine, we really are, it's a partnership between the patient and the doctor. So when patients come to you with symptoms, you try and figure out what the problem is, whether it's serious or not serious, and what it is that can be done to alleviate that symptom.
So how are you going to play the character moving forward? You're going to spend a lot of time in a hospital bed, or is there other things that are happening in the days ahead for Anna Devane?
There's not a lot that keeps Anna down. So as you'll see in the next couple of days, as soon as she can get her shoes on, she's trying to get out of the hospital. And I think at one point she tries to check herself out. But her daughter is a doctor and advises her the best place for her right now is sitting in bed and taking it easy. But that's not going to last. Well, if I know anything about Anna Devane.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate both your sharing the story this morning. And again, General Hospital, you can catch that weekdays at, 2 o'clock Eastern time, I believe, is where you are now on. And there's also the Rare Disease Day coming up on February 28th. And again, you can go to voicesofmpn.com to find out different information about people with the illnesses and caregivers and availability. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Finola Hughes and also Dr. Ellen Ritchie joining us this morning to talk about the Rare Disease Day. And, of course, always on General Hospital or other hospitals or soap operas, there's always some kind of rare disease that comes out. But any kind of attention that can be brought to it makes for the better.